It's always an honor to introduce a man who is like a father in God because he's taught me principles of the kingdom since probably 15 plus years ago. He's become a brother in Christ as we've become close friends over the years, and blessed to have Sarah with him this week and to be able to know and pray for and bless Nora, their daughter, who is beginning school back in Connecticut. So with no further ado, it's all yours, sir. Do you want a mic? Shall we get that hooked up? Okay, good. Here, I'll clip it for you.
Thank you.
Oh, missed it. There we go. Can I pray for you? All right. Father, send your fire. That my brother might speak with an anointing that is well beyond him. Send your fire, Lord, that our ears would be anointed, and our hearts would be full, and our lives would be changed because of your living word. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Well, good morning to you all. How are you? It's a great day, isn't it? You just can feel the presence of the Lord. It's, is that me? Something's not right. I can hear. You can really feel that we're not in the world here. You can feel we're in the presence of God. It's a totally different atmosphere. One of the most important things as Christians to do is to develop a sensitivity to the presence of God. To understand that God is not a force. That he's not a distant being. What is that? That's what it is. Can I put it back? You switch it off? Thank you. No hassle. That's no problem. And here comes refreshments. Praise God. I haven't even started. What a church. I said the other night that you've got to adopt an attitude when you come into the presence of the Lord. I wish I was taught these things when I was a young Christian. I wish somebody had shown me how to prepare myself and get ready for what God was about to do. Because the fact of the matter is God is here right now. The Bible declares that whether you feel it, whether you're going through the toughest time of your life, God is in our midst right now. He is walking amongst the chairs. He is moving past you, and he will touch who he wants at any moment. We have lost the ability to anticipate. And so I've developed a phrase which I use wherever I go. It simply says, be ready. The word ready is an acronym. Number one, arrive receptive. Get yourself receptive right now. Don't analyze me, observe me. Don't worry about me. I do what I do well.
Amen. Humbly, too.
Totally. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You didn't catch that. Receptive. If you arrive saying, let's see what's going to happen, you're not receptive. You arrive saying, I want something. I'm not leaving here until you do something for me. Sometimes we feel like we have no right to put a demand on the Lord. Sometimes we feel we've blown it so much during the week that why would God want to give me anything? Well, it's simple, because he loves you. Just like a parent loves a child. There is, no matter what is done, you can't, unless you're sort of weird, You can't chuck your children away. You love them no matter what. You find out things about them. You find they're doing stuff you would never normally allow, and you still love them. You don't agree with them. You love them. Receptive. God loves you. And God's here to do something for you today. Let's make an agreement all together right now. God's going to move in the midst today. Amen. That's it. You're not going to come to church and say, what did I do coming to church today? I should have just gone to the beach. Beach. How far is the beach from here? Pretty far, right? You can see I live in another nation. My home is 500 meters from the beach. I rush on to say I'm so excited my wife is with me. She's an amazing woman of God. I had to say, when I was talking about being joyful, rejoice in the Lord always, when I had to say, who are the most joyful people I know in my life? Well, one of them is my wife. She is constantly upbeat. I've never seen her sulking in a bedroom. I've never seen her down in the dumps. She doesn't know what that means. She pulls herself up by her bootstraps and she gets going. She laughs every day. She makes me laugh every day. Sometimes it's a laugh that I don't really want to laugh at because I'm irritated, but she does things that make me laugh. The second person is that guy sitting over there. I don't know that I've ever met a man as joyful as Father Dan. He's just, or Pastor Dan, I don't know what the hang you call him. He's just always, always happy, even in the worst times. We've been through tough and good times with them. We've watched them, and they know how to keep joyful. Receptive. Be ready for God to do something for you. Second, expectant. You've got to expect something. Expect that God is going to move today. Amen. Expect that something in you is going to change forever. You've got to set yourself an expectancy level that you don't just sit in limbo like, well, let's see what happens. But a sense that when I'm in the presence of God, things will change. Amen. That's it. Not when Yanel is preaching, not when Father Dan is preaching, but when God is in the midst, something's going to change. You cannot have God move in amongst you and not touch you. Amen. The only way that will happen is you switch off your expector. That's it. You just go, whatever. Americans? Whatever. Expectation. Attentive. Don't get distracted. Don't look at the person down the row from you. Don't get yourself caught up in your brain thinking about that person who stole your parking that you've been parking in for the last 5 years. I remember one day I came into a church, and whenever I preach in that church, I sit right there. Halfway through the worship, I feel somebody moving in on me. First thing they do is they put a Bible under my chair. The next thing, they're just moving a bit forward and a bit forward until they're right next to me. By this time, I am totally distracted. And I'm thinking, the next bit of praise that I give, I'm going to slot this guy. The Lord says to me, what are you doing? Listen. He's stealing my seat. Mighty man of God. And I suddenly become aware of how incredibly trivial. Yeah. The Lord says, why don't you just bless him? So I turn and I grab his hand and I say, hi, how are you? And he goes, Thank you. I said, what's your name? He says, my name is Andrew. My heart broke. I was dealing with a man that had identified a seat where he felt safe. That was his seat. I'd stolen it. And yet in my mind, I was able to be taken off track. Just like that. Attentive. Attentive. Awake. What am I going to get today? I'm going to listen for every bit that I can learn. I'm putting myself in a place of learning, of receiving. I'm going to be a person today that catches every word that God has got for me. Because if God can use a donkey, he can use Jan Nell.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Desperate. Desperate. God, this world is getting worse and worse. Man, it is tough out there. You have to fight like you've never fought. I come from Africa. I've grown up in two things, chaos and crisis. That's all I've ever known. All I've ever known is war and disaster and trouble. That's all I've known. I do not know what it is to live in a place of peace. I do not know what it is to have a home that does not have a wall and barbed wire on the top, remote gates. I don't know. I don't know what it is to drive home at night without looking in my rearview mirror to make sure that no one's following me. And if they are, I have to drive past my home and head for a public place. I don't know what it is to go through a month without shots being fired close to my home. I don't know. Until I moved to Thailand, that was my life. We live in desperate times, ladies and gentlemen. And it takes desperate people to cry out to God and to grab a hold of what God has got for them. This isn't a casual, let's go to church on Sunday, sit and warm a seat. This is a battle for existence. This is a battle for us being able to extend the kingdom. Amen. This is a battle to leave here armed, Amen. Enabled, so that wherever we go in the week, we bless people.
Amen.
We push back darkness.
Amen.
We are not overcome by evil, but we overcome evil by doing good.
Hallelujah.
We're desperate. I've served the Lord for nearly 45 years. I'm desperate. I don't take a casual trip to church. When I get there, I want God to do something for me. I want him to empower me in a new way. I want him to give me a living word. I want a rhema from the very mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. Your life is in his words. Your life isn't in what you get out there and do out there. Every day he speaks to you. It brings life to you. Desperate. And finally yielded. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, I'll do it. I'm amazed at the arrogance of us as Christians. We don't understand kingdom at all. Kingdom is exactly opposite to a democracy. You have no say. Let me tell you this. You were bought with a price. The precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
If you don't find that amazing, then you haven't figured out your walk with God yet. If it's a, well, that's interesting. That God, the one who created heaven and earth, sent his son to die in your place so that you might have life. And have it abundantly. That you don't have to be like everybody else on earth, but you can walk in the favor of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the goodness of God.
Amen.
And then we come with an attitude that sends a basic message. You know, I'm sitting here, Lord, but really I'm not here. My heart's on a yacht, my heart's on a horse, my heart's in a game. rather than, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want to use me this week? You're going to go out of these doors today, and I'm telling you, you're either going to be used of God or you're just going to be like everybody else. God is looking. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro across the earth,
Amen.
Looking for somebody
Amen.
He can show himself strong on behalf of. Is that you?
Amen.
I tell you, it's me and my wife. We're not playing games. How many ministers ask me, how do you increase your anointing? Well, listen, you increase your anointing because you give him yourself. The more you give him, the more he uses you. You come with a casual attitude and say, you know what, I'll see what I like. It's like a buffet, you know. Well, he's a little, that's a little sour. That's a little bit strong. Let me take this nice, gentle little piece here. Something that doesn't demand anything. Yielded. Here I am. Use me, Lord. When I walk out of here today, a life is going to be changed. Not maybe. Guaranteed. We're dangerous. We're dangerous to darkness. I'm telling you right now. You should be dangerous to darkness. Wherever you go, you should leave a trail of change and blessing until we meet again next week. Well, I won't be here, but you know what I'm saying. You are his. You are not plan B or C. You are the A plan of God. He chose you. So when you sit in this room today, you're not sitting here just to go through a couple of, readings, and that's not the issue. The issue is you are being equipped for warfare. So you're going to leave here with tools in your hand today. I'm going to teach you how to fight today. I spent much of my life in a war. Apart from living in a world of war, I fought in a war. I know what it is to face death every single day. I know what it's like to go to boarding school as a little boy and be bullied like crazy until I learned to stand up on the inside. Today, my wife and I fear nobody. That doesn't mean we don't respect everybody. We fear nobody. We've stood in front of world leaders, top leaders. We've had to counsel them. We had to prophesy over them. Doesn't matter who they are, I don't need to show off. But God knows that when we stand in front of people, we do not see a position, we see a person that needs to hear from God. My wife prophesied over an Asian leader. He and his wife, they wept like children as she spoke the word of the Lord into their life. I'm trying to talk strength into you. I'm trying to talk purpose into you. There's a spiritual impartation taking place right now. There's a flow of the Spirit coming right at you. And the discerning will receive it. Say, do that to me, Lord. Make me different. Make me a person that is not unpredictable. Right? You never know what's going to happen. I say this, I don't trust anybody until I know them. You're a fool if you trust people totally. That sounds unchristian. Well, let me just help you. Proverbs 21 says, a fool quickly makes friends. A wise man chooses his friends carefully. You just don't attach yourself to anybody. problem with people is why we don't trust them is because we're not sure which person we're talking to. One day they're this, the next day they're that. One day they are trustworthy, the next day you turn your back and they'll steal you blind. Jesus, let me preach my sermon, please. Impartations happening right now. Some of you that are backward, slow in coming forward, lack commitment today, something's going to penetrate. Thank you for your testimony. It's a great honor to know that the Lord has used us to touch you. May it continue and grow. May you experience the joy of seeing God move in the most incredible ways, not just to you, but through you. The Lord's going to unlock your mouth. The Lord's going to use you not to speak of high things of this natural world, but he's going to have you to speak deep truths and freedom and breakthrough to people who have never heard from God. God is going to use your mouth like a ready writer. You're going to write the love of God on people's hearts. I release it on you in Jesus' name. Receive it. It's on you. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 11, he says, I long to be with you so that I could impart to you some spiritual gift. Why didn't he just say, put your hand on the letter and receive it? Because presence releases anointing. And what I have and what you have is released not by you making a phone call, but by you going to somebody, looking them in the eyes and declaring freedom. Your life has been filled with total confusion that you don't know where to turn left or right. You battle to know who you are, what you should function like. And the Lord just says to you today, I've got my eye on you. I'm watching you. I'm watching you not to shame you. I'm watching you because I've deposited so much in you. And it's your time to start to rise and to start to realize this is not your friend's Christianity or your family's Christianity. This is your Christianity. It's time to rise up as a woman of God. It's a time to put aside the things that are average. It's a time to shake off some of the relationships you have. They are destroying you. God's got better things planned for you. He's planned to bless you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He restores my soul. God's going to restore your soul. Receive it in Jesus' name. We battle with things throughout our lives. We have things that control us, that dominate us, that attack us. Wake up in the night, you have this palpitation thing. You have this anxiety. Is it going to work out? Is it going to be okay? Because very seldom do people come to the place where their life is built on the Word. Their life is built on their thinking. There has to be a transition in you and I where every single thing we face in life, bringing up children, relating to partners, speaking to other people, is controlled by the Word of God.
Amen.
A gentle answer turns away wrath.
Hallelujah.
Be angry, but don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Lest you give the devil an entry point. We don't listen. We get angry, we keep the anger for weeks, days, months, doesn't matter. Not knowing that what we've done is opened the door to demonic activity. And all hell breaks loose in our house. Finances go mad. We end up having accidents. Our stuff breaks. We're not protected. And we go, why is that happening? Because you've got a root of bitterness in you that you will not deal with. That root of bitterness is defiling your whole home. Everybody's being affected by it.